Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman. Good evening, everyone. We are live tonight. Today we are doing Ustream. It is an experiment. We haven't quite worked out all the bugs, so my guest is on air, so you make sure to see the tarot cards, which is one reason why I wanted to do the Ustream tonight. And my lovely guest is Dixie, and she's an eccentric, pink-haired, new-age hippie chick, quietly reading tarot for over 10 years, and she is paraprofessional. Oh, please, you are professional. Counseling, and she's also self-employed as a web consultant and web host. You can check her out. Saturn transfers through Venus, Virgo, I'm sorry. So it was time to get out her tarot closet and do this professionally. And she also writes an amazingly awesome tarot column on ElsaElsa.com. Check it out. She is on, if you go to astrology blog on Facebook, that's where I found her, and I click on that every day. Dixie is in the Midwest with her husband of 21 years and a ridiculously spoiled cat. Aren't they supposed to be? Hello, Dixie. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Jen?
I am doing good. How did you decide to get into tarot?
You know, I had always been interested in the New Age kind of metaphysical stuff since the time I, you know, was a kid. But it wasn't really cool at my house. I came from a religious background. My folks were Jehovah's Witnesses, and it went real cool. So it went until I got a little bit older and I was out on my own that I started studying astrology and tarot and that kind of stuff, and picked up some of the stuff that I'd been drawn to a long time but hadn't really followed up on. And I'm dropping some of my cards, so I'm going to bob down here and pick them up because I need those.
Well, you better check and see which ones they are. We might need it. It might be a sign for us.
Well, I've already got them now, so I'm just kind of shuffling while we're talking.
So, there is a lot of one reason I actually stay away from tarot, and that's just me. It's because there's so many interpretations, and to me, it's just a little overwhelming. Mm-hmm. So, I really appreciate people who can do it with such accuracy, and you definitely do. It is amazing the things that you do. I know you pull the cards on your blog for yourself, but it seems to hit quite a few people. Now, when you do that, are you saying, okay, what does everybody need to know? How do you do your tarot readings?
Well, it depends on whatever it is that I'm writing about that day. A lot of times with the daily tarot column, I will specifically ask for whatever's the most helpful. In the highest good of all concern, I'll ask for something specifically for the column. But there might be other times that maybe I'm in the mood or I want to write about a particular thing. Maybe we have a transit going on and I want to write a story about that. I'll ask for a card to support or to give me more to write about for whatever it is that we're writing about. So it kind of depends on my mood and what it is I'm trying to do at the time, you know?
Yeah, you also kind of mix in a little bit of the astrology as well. Do you study astrology, or is that just?
I do study it. I am not an astrologer. I can't read the charts or whatever. You know, that's not my thing because I do not have the skill level. But basically, I've been reading Elsa's site for years.
Right.
And I picked up a great deal of it from osmosis, more or less. You know, you read Elsa's stuff long enough, you'll start picking up astrology. And so I studied that, but I I never had the drive to learn astrology the same way I did tarot. I mean, I think it's a wonderful field to study, and I get a lot from it. But it just wasn't one of those things that I had the drive to do. So I figure if I ever get the urge to do it, then it'll be time to learn it hardcore, you know. But for right now, I enjoy the insights I get from it, and I love reading the stuff that the other gals write and seeing what I pick up from it. But with my study time, I spend a lot of it on tarot here lately, you know?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. So at least for me, it's just like I've been studying astrology and a little bit about, I kind of dabble in everything. So astrology, it's like that you really do through osmosis and just you keep seeing the same things kind of going through. And it's like you finally go, okay, I kind of like this. So your focus is on tarot, but you also do a little bit of a twist with yours. Basically, when you do a reading for someone else, is it generally, do you have them do a question? Do you do general? I know tonight you're going to be doing one card reading, correct?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. It depends on, I do general readings. I know that there are some readers who don't, but I'm comfortable with that. And some folks will, you know, some folks when they get a reading, they will give just kind of a huge kind of list, like this is going on and that's going on and that's going on and can you help me deal with all of it? Whereas other people, it might be give me a general reading, or there might be like a very brief question, and I can really work with whatever they give me. I kind of let the folks guide me in terms of how much or how little information they want to share. Because it doesn't really impact what I'm doing. What I do tell people, though, is the more specific the question, the more specific the answer is going to be. And the other thing is it does matter how you word questions for tarot work, or at least I certainly find it does. But if I know what it is that they're looking to get answered, I try to word things in such a way that I can get the information that they're actually looking for, because, I mean, that's the point, right?
Right. Well, I'm the same way with my readings. I agree with you. I mean, the wording of the question, mm-hmm. and also if you want a specific, ask a specific question, because it really does change the whole reading completely.
Yeah.
If I flip cards, I always, if it's for me, I always do it in third person. Like I'll say, what does Jennifer Hellman need to know today? For example, that way it's outside of myself. That way I'm not going to pick up my own stuff. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's kind of like in the third person. I just found it to be more accurate for me. But we already do have a caller if you're ready to take a call.
Okay.
All right, Frank, are you on the line? Is Frank available? Perhaps Frank.
Hello?
Is that Frank?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Frank.
Oh, okay, good. Hi, Jen. Thanks for taking my call. Hi, Dixie. I love your hair.
Well, thank you, Frank.
I'm seeing you on the stream.
Well, good. Did you have a question you wanted to ask for tarot tonight?
Well, I didn't know that tarot was a thing that you asked questions, so I wasn't prepared for a question. I thought that you just put the cards out, so I guess that's, I didn't know much about tarot. So I guess the question that I'll ask then is, I sort of want to make music and make iPhone apps and sell them both on iTunes to support myself. Mm-hmm. That I could do healing work for free. And I don't know if there's anything that you can get out of the tarot from that.
Okay. So you're wanting some information about your ambitions to do some healing apps maybe on the iPhone or To spread your work to other people, right?
Well, I just want to make music and iPhone apps just as a means to support myself. Nothing to do with healing, just for my money. And that way I can do healing work for free and not charge.
Oh, I understand. So you're looking for basically something to subsidize the healing work that you'd like to do. And you're wondering if an iPhone app would be a good avenue for that?
Yeah. Because if you work the corporate grind, then you never have time to do anything.
Okay, well, let's see if we get anything on Frank's iPhone app.
I don't know if that's the right kind of question to ask the tarot, because I wasn't prepared to ask a question.
People ask all kinds of things of tarot, and, you know, I mean, I don't know if there's a particular one. Well, I tell you, Frank, what I got for you is the Page of Coins. So I'm not getting a clear indication if an iPhone app is going to do it or not, but I think that that's certainly a possibility for you, because the Page of Coins would indicate a new financial venture or a new job, something along those lines. So it's definitely along the lines we're talking about. If you do want something to support your healing work, I think that that would be a reasonable thing to investigate. I'm not getting anything clear either way, but as far as the iPhone app or not, but I do think that you're on the right track for if you're wanting to have something to support your healing work, you know?
Okay.
We've got to make a living at the same time, right?
Yeah. Can I ask you a different question regarding tarot? There was someone mentioned the name John Holland to me, and I looked him up and for something else, and he has it's sort of like a tarot card, but it's different. He doesn't call it Oracle card, he called it tarot card.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear of that one?
There is a deck by John Holland, the Psychic Oracle Tarot deck, if it's the one I'm thinking about.
Yeah, I think he only makes one.
And I think it's... here we go. Is it that one? Or do you know what it looks like?
I only know the cover. I don't know what each
card is. I don't have the box because I have them in a bag, but I'm pretty sure that that's what you're thinking of. It's kind of like a tarot light deck in a sense.
It doesn't have court cards, and it has chakra cards.
Exactly. That it's called the Psychic Oracle Tarot Deck, and I wrote a review of it on Elsa's site, ElsaElsa.com. If you do a search for that, you can find a link to it. But sure enough, that's...
What do you think of that? Because I was thinking of buying that book and that card deck.
I think that if it appeals to you, the artwork appeals to you, that it could be a good choice for you.
Is it based on the artwork, though? Is that what really determines?
Is it based on the what?
Artwork, the symbology within the cards, correct?
Different decks appeal to different folks, and I think that if you feel a good connection to a deck, then there's a good chance that it's a good choice for you. And a deck that I might really like might be a crummy choice for somebody else. I mean, I do look at the symbolism. That's, you know, obviously important. But just as important to me, anyway, as the symbolism would be the basic... the connection that the individual feels to the deck, because the cards themselves are only a fairly small portion of the reading. The biggest thing is the cards are more or less used as hooks to access intuitive information.
Hmm.
So that's kind of what you're looking for, is something that speaks to you personally, something that you feel drawn to. And what might be the best choice of a deck for me is not necessarily going to be the best choice of a deck for you.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, for me, my first deck was the Goddess deck. But the one I'm using now actually is Ted Andrews' animal medicine tarot, which it uses animals, but it is a tarot deck, and it's really, it just resonates with me right now quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. And I find the ones that I use will change from time to time. I mean, I get to have several now since I started reading and working with them more frequently. It's a lot of fun, but some days one deck will speak to me, and some days another one will.
Yeah, the Osho Zen Tarot is another wonderful deck. I love the artwork.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's a gorgeous one. That was one I was a little afraid of for a while until I just really spent some time with it. And there are some decks that you really have to kind of get to know before you're going to be comfortable with them, because they're just involved, you know. There's a whole lot of stuff. And am I supposed to do a shout out to somebody? Your sister Jen? Is that
not quite? We actually, in the chat, we have a question from Carrie, who wants to know if you can pull a card about either travel or relocation in her future.
Okay. All right. Because, yeah, there's a, my brain is not going all the 30 places that I have information coming in, so.
Yeah, so let me guide you.
Okay. I like that plan. Okay. Carrie is looking for travel in her future or?
Travel or relocation in her future.
Okay. Carrie, gotcha. And, yeah, I see it on the chat here now. See?
So that's what the host does.
Thank you, host. I like having a host. My life needs a host. If that's the job of a host, I'm all for it. Okay.
Do you have a website?
I beg your pardon, about a website?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to ask, do you have your own website?
I run a number of I work on a number of websites. I work on Elsa's for the tarot stuff. I have a business website for my web stuff, goodkarmahost.com. I've got a personal blog. I'm on Facebook. I'm kind of all over the place.
Okay.
So I do have a website, but most of my tarot stuff, you can find my daily tarot column on elsaelsa.com. Okay, on Carrie's card, as far as traveling or relocation in the future, we got the Ten of Coins here. Let's get this in. Sorry, I got to get this in front of the camera. So I would say that I do think that points to a relocation, a treasure, if you will, someplace that you find beautiful and feel very much at home. I mean, I don't know where that is, but that's a very nice. Excuse me, that's a very nice card for a question about if you're looking for a travel and relocation. And Jen, I hope you're keeping track, because when I hear these little beeps, I don't.
Yeah, I'm keeping track. Don't worry about it. Just do the readings. You're doing beautiful.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Frank, are you still on the line?
Yeah.
Okay, we need to have you get off so we can have somebody else
call
in.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
All right, thanks, Frank.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Nice meeting you. Good luck.
You too. Thanks.
Next,
bye.
Next we have Michelle, and
yes.
Then we have Betsy. So, Michelle?
Yes.
Hi, Michelle. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can now.
Thank you so much for waiting and for calling in. I really appreciate you listening.
Yeah.
And
uh-huh.
What is your question?
I appreciate your show. It's very interesting tonight.
Oh, thank you.
I don't want to be repetitive, but my question was exactly the same as the person who came in on the on the other line. I was wondering about relocation. And pretty soon, not long range, not down the road a ways.
Okay, so you're wondering if you're going to have the opportunity for it? Are you trying to... The plan for what is it about relocation that you're looking to do?
I just totally randomly out of the blue, a really, really, really great job in another place popped up, and I'm going to go ahead and apply for this job, and I just want to see how things look around it.
So I get that more about the job than I do actually relocation.
Mm-hmm. Or well, the job is far away from where I am, you know.
Right.
Okay, when I just pulled a card for you, we got the Queen of Swords inverted. My feeling is that there's a good chance that this particular job that you're asking about or this particular position is not going to make sense for you logically. See, you might not choose to take that particular opportunity because there will be a reason or something related to it that just isn't going to make sense for you.
Uh-huh. So
that doesn't mean that you won't find something else if you choose to continue looking, because that's kind of how you find something else, right?
Right.
But I'm not thinking that this particular one is likely to come through. And I'm sorry, because I know it would be more exciting to go, yeah, that's going to be it, you know?
Right. Okay.
But well, I still wish
thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much for calling in, Michelle. Now we have Betsy on, I'm not sure what line she's on. Betsy, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. This is my sister, Dixie, Betsy.
Hi, Dixie. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. My question is, will I be getting a job in Tucson that will help my financial situation?
Okay, so you want to know about a job in Tucson, huh?
Yes.
Okay, let me see what I get. Shuffle here.
Is there a general number of you shuffling, or do you just go till you know it's enough?
You know, I used to think you needed to do it for a certain amount of time, and I found it doesn't make any difference at all. I mean, whether I shuffle 30 seconds or 3 minutes or whatever, it really works out the same. I do find that having a pattern or having kind of a routine for doing it is helpful, though. So after I shuffle, I like to break it into three from left to right and then pick them up. That's how I cut. But I really can tell no difference in terms of the amount of time I shuffle. So I just do it until I feel like I'm done. Betsy, in answer to your question, we got which I really like for an employment opportunity. The World card is actually ruled by Saturn. So you're talking about, you know, and this particular version is lovely, too. I don't know how well.
Oh, it's a beautiful card.
But
it is gorgeous.
It encompasses a lot of basically everything, and you access it through hard work. So if you're looking for a new job opportunity or, you know, looking to improve your financial situation through a job, I think that this is a really good card to have. So, I like that. I think that you're looking good on the new job front.
Okay, great.
So, good card for you.
Yes, it is.
All right, well, thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
And you guys have a good night.
Thanks, you
Thanks.
Too.
Thanks. So, I mean, there's so many different ways to figure out how to do tarot cards. So, you really just... Do you just wake up and say, I wonder what deck resonates with me? Or do you kind of wake up and just know which deck is really going to be the one for you? I mean, I've got lots of decks, and I agree with you. Sometimes it resonates. Mm-hmm. Which one I get a lot of it is I just love the artwork on the cards because I think it's phenomenal the way the artists of these cards. I think it's a special talent to do it. Mm-hmm. And we also have a question. What is your favorite card?
Oh, gosh. I don't know that I have, like, one particular favorite card. There are certain cards that you always love to see. Probably one of the cards that is the most fun for me to get in general is the Fool, though, because it's the beginning of an exciting new adventure, and it's kind of starting from scratch, and you don't know where you're going to go. But there are different decks. I have different favorites, too, in different decks. Like, for example, in this deck that we're using tonight, my favorite card in this deck is the Empress card, because it's such a gorgeous version of an Empress card. I think you can see that there. In different decks, there'll be different ones that speak to me. But in general, I really like the Fool card just because of the whole sense of adventure and starting something new. And it's a new place and you don't know where you're going. And I think it's an exciting, kind of fun card. So that's one of my favorites.
So, what was your first deck that you picked up?
Oh, the first deck that I got?
Yeah.
It would have been Universal Waite, which is the same thing as the Rider-Waite-Smith, only it was the coloring of the traditional Rider-Waite is just a little bit too garish for me. It's a little bit too blaring. So I like the Universal Waite version because it had more muted colors, and that's the one I started with. And it was a while before I started reading with anything but that, because at first I was afraid I wouldn't be able to read with another deck. But you practice with it, and you work with it a while, and you get a sense, you know, of the energy of the cards. And after a while, you're able to read with other cards, too. It just takes a little bit of time working with it.
Yes. My first deck, like I said, was the Goddess deck, and it actually was sent to me from a psychic who said, "You're psychic, you need to be doing this," and she wanted me to get the practice, so she actually sent me my first deck of Tarot deck. And her name was Jenny as well, so it's that one does have a little bit of a special meaning to me. The question we have here, is it possible to read cards when you are really emotional?
I think
if your energy's off, does it really affect the way you read?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that it's much harder to read when you're emotional. And there are some days and some folks that it's easier to connect to. But yeah, if I'm having a bad day, if I'm tired, if I'm distracted, if I'm nervous, my readings are not as good. I mean, it doesn't mean that you can't get any useful information. It doesn't mean that you can't connect at all. But how you're feeling and the headspace that you're at makes a huge difference. Well, and I think, you know, those of you here, it's like, well, okay, I'm doing something new. I'm a little bit nervous. It's not as smooth flowing as a phone reading would be for me or something that I do more frequently. But if you're upset, if you're having a bad day, if you've just had a fight with your spouse, any of those things can make it a lot harder. Because, well, if you think about it, knowing the cards and being comfortable with the cards is only a small part of reading. That's half of it. A lot of what you're doing is you're connecting to the energy of the person or situation you're reading for, and you're accessing your intuitive flow. And if you are feeling off, if you're really emotional, really angry, really sad, really whatever, it's a lot harder to access your intuition. It makes it difficult for you to do that. I mean, I'm not saying you can't read about issues that are meaningful to you or that you're upset about, but it's a lot harder. And a lot of people will mention that they have a difficulty reading for themselves, one of the reasons being that the issues they're reading about are ones that usually they're more emotional about and are closer to home. So it's a lot harder to do. It's still easier for me to read for other people than it is myself. I do read for myself, but it's easier to read for others because you've got a little bit more distance on it. But yeah, I was going to say, I think with almost all spiritual related work or anything where you're accessing your intuition and trying to connect to spirit in any way, the better you can take care of yourself, the better you'll be able to do that stuff. Don't you?
Oh, most definitely. Now, that leads right into my next question is, right now there is a lot of shifting energy and a lot of people are feeling it. Do you find it kind of affecting your readings, the shifting vibe, shall we say?
You know, I'm not sure. I know that I'm sensitive to just the fluxes in the situation. I can tell a difference with how my readings go, like with what's going on astrologically. And it's interesting because when you're connecting and talking to different people and doing readings for different people, you'll see trends. And I can connect it sometimes. Since I do follow astrology, I'm kind of connected to some of the things that are going on in the sky. So it's pretty cool that way. But I hadn't really studied closely or systematically how it might impact my readings. Basically, my approach is I bring it whatever I've got to bring it, you know? And some days that's probably stronger than others, and I'm sure it's impacted by energy shifting and all the things that are going on at the world at large, but I haven't looked at it that close in that way. It's just every time I'm out there, I give it the best that I know how to do and pray that that's helpful enough and does what it needs to do, you know?
Yeah. Another question I've got is, do you ever pull cards and just actually get a reading for yourself as well as the people that you're doing a reading?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of times I'll find that. And I don't know if people who have issues similar to what I've got going on I don't want to say the same thing, but certain principles or certain bits and pieces of their reading. But a lot of times I'll pull a card and I'll hear advice coming out of my mouth and I'll go, ooh, you know, that's probably something I should pay attention to. Or maybe you'll get two or three in a row that have the same card or the same kind of, you know, maybe the advice is you need to take better care of yourself or you need to do this or pay attention to that or whatever. But yeah, that happens to me real frequently. A lot of times another thing I'll find is when I write the column shortly after doing a reading, it's very common to see a card from the reading in the column the next day. Or whatever it is I write it, because a lot of times I'll pull a card that I just had a few minutes ago or that I've seen two or three times in the last day or two. So, I mean, I think that probably is some connected to maybe what I have going on and maybe some connected to the larger energy trends in motion at the time, but you sure see a lot of it, you know?
Yeah. I'm the same way with my intuitive readings. It's just like attract like. So is the way I think of it, you know, that they're going to be somehow connecting to your vibe in a really positive way for you to really even consider, you know, doing it, studying it. So that's the other thing. Have you ever done a reading with the person wanting a reading and yet they're really kind of like testing you and they're really like blocking you? Or do you feel that they're really, most of your people are okay, they're open, they really want the answer?
I haven't had a whole lot of the folks blocking me or anything like that. I've ran into a couple of folks over the years that I've had difficulty reading, and what I found, and she was open to it, and she actually wanted a reading, but after talking to her, I found that she just tends to be very emotionally guarded and isn't very comfortable with it. And I don't know if other people's processes are the same, but for me, I pick up emotion in particular, and the stronger the emotion, the louder it is. So if somebody tends to be extremely guarded about their emotion, they're hard for me to read, even if they want to be. But I've never dealt with anybody testing me that I know of in particular. I don't have any interest in it. I mean, if I was aware of it, I would be inclined to tell them, you know, believe what you like. You're welcome to it. But I don't have any drive to try and convince anybody. If somebody's interested in it, that's great. And if they're not, okay, you know?
Right.
it's a big world. There's room for all of us. So
yes. The question is, they've pulled a card for themselves and they get pulled the same card. Does that mean something?
Yeah, it means you need to pay attention and figure out what the card means.
It's a 2x4 to the head, right?
You know, it's one of those things that when I find that I keep getting the same card over and over when I'm not really clicking. Either the situation that the card is referring to or the energy that the card is referring to is kind of a long-standing thing. Then sometimes you'll get the same card over and over. But a lot of times when I get repeat cards, it can also mean there's something about that I'm just not getting or not paying attention to. So I might spend some time with it and research the symbolism and see if there's something that I'm missing. Because it might well mean that there is something that I'm missing in the situation.
Right. What about reverse cards? Do you read them? Some people don't.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's my question. I'm just asking. Obviously, you do because you pulled one today.
Right. I do. And at first, you know, when you first start reading, particularly reversals can be a little uncomfortable because it's, you know, it's like, okay, well, some people will say it means the opposite of the upright card position. And some people will say it doesn't, it's the same energy and blah, blah, blah. And so I had to work with them a while until I felt comfortable with that. But I do, and a lot of times I find that you get really useful information from reversals. I usually read reversals as having the same basic energy as the card upright. However, it's somehow being blocked or submerged. Sometimes it means that's on the way in. Sometimes it means it's on the way out. Occasionally, it'll just be, occasionally I will actually read it as the opposite. But that's when intuitively it strikes me as that way, or when, you know, the image itself is particularly suggestive of this. Like, for example, here's a nice one. The Eight of Swords. I really love the imagery for the Eight of Swords on this deck. This woman is in a big spider web. And I think you can kind of see that. But it, you know, whenever I see this and this card reversed in particular, I get the mental image of her falling out of it. You know, she has an opportunity to break free. So some of the cards that are generally about being trapped or oppressed in some way, I particularly like to get them inverted because to me that indicates an opportunity to break free of an oppressive situation.
Awesome. Now we got a really cool question from Sonic Poet. Do you ever get tarot imagery in your dreams?
Wow, that is a really interesting question. I have. But, you know, now that you've asked that, I'm going to be watching even closer. Because occasionally I'll see something that'll make me think of the Fool or, you know, the Magician or particularly Major Arcana. But that is a cool question. And now I'm going to want to pay more attention to it. I don't always remember my dreams. I don't know. I'm sure some of you are better at it than I am. You all keep dream journals and stuff to help you remember your dreams because they just kind of slip by me a lot of the time.
Oh, I do. I write down my dreams. And the thing is, even if you just wake up and you can write three words down from your dreams, generally the rest of it will come kind of unfold. You will remember the rest of your dreams. For some reason, just writing three words down generally will help you remember the dream.
Yeah, that is something that I've been wanting to work on and get a little bit more proficient with that because I think there's an awful lot of insight there that I miss, you know, because I'll wake up and think, wow, that was a good dream. I should remember that. And as long as I'm not moving much, it's fine. As soon as I start moving, it slips away all Neptunian-like. So
yes.
That's a challenge for me.
Now, I've got a question. How does your husband handle you doing, Terrell?
He's basically, if I'm happy, he's happy. He's really good about that. I don't know. I should holler at him and have him come in here and say hi.
You're welcome to if you like. It'd be interesting to get his perspective. I just wonder because there's a lot of people that it's like, you do it, just don't involve me. And I was just wondering if he's involved in that kind of stuff at all himself. And you're calling him in. Right on. it's interesting kind of question for me to see if he's involved in any way, or is it that's just your quote unquote work, your hobby, and you really don't get that really involved in it. So,
well, he doesn't do it, you know, specifically. He listens to me, and he's certainly respectful of it. And is open to my beliefs and my feelings and stuff. I mean, he didn't grab a deck of the cards or whatever. I don't know. I mean, I think I talked about transits for, gosh, I don't know how long before he started paying attention to any of it.
Cool.
Now he listens more. Hey, honey, are you in there? I don't know. He was online killing monsters on Dungeons & Dragons for not too long ago, so he might not be available, but
okay. Well, then we got a question. Can you see the question on the chat?
Oh, okay. Advice for the best way to get business idea off the ground. Is that where we're?
Yes.
We're at for Coraline. Okay, let's see what we get here.
That's a pretty name. I like that name, Coraline. It sounds like it. Are you in the South? I'm just wondering.
Okay. Well, we have the Queen of Cups inverted. So I would say to take not an emotional but a very logical step-by-step approach. Research, check your market. Do all your facts, do the whole A, B, and C. Keep it all very, very orderly and very, kind of take a whole Virgo approach to it. Your intuition obviously is always important, so I'm not going to tell you to detach from that, but keep the emotions out of it. Keep everything very business-like in everything that you do. And that's going to be the most helpful to you at that in terms of and also in terms of budgeting and running the numbers, all like that. That's what I would advise. Hard research, hard facts, not just what feels good, but back everything up with facts and figures and all that kind of stuff. Okay?
Sounds good. Now, my question to you is this. What advice do you give to someone who is interested in learning tarot or other than the vibe of picking the first deck just because it feels good? Is there any other suggestions you have on picking up the deck and learning what it's all about?
Well, yeah. That's, in fact, I think I just did a video on that I was going to put up in a few days. But what I like to do is advise people to start not trying to memorize the cards, okay, because that's just overwhelming. You look around for resources that help you feel comfortable. But I like looking at the symbolism, trying to learn the symbolism as opposed to memorizing the definitions of the card itself. So if you know that, you know, cups are water and you understand the element of water, then every time you see a cup, you know, you're talking about something in the emotional realm. You know, if you read swords as the air element and get yourself some understanding of what the air element is, that we're talking about thoughts, then then when you see one of the swords, you have some idea, okay, we're talking about, you know, logic, reason, or things in that realm. And there are a couple of resources I like, but there's one book that's an odd little book, kind of a quirky thing that you usually don't see. It's called Totally Tarot, How to Be a Tarot Detective by Reverend Vicki Anderson. What I love about this particular book for learners is that it has sections on the color associations and on the symbolism, like what do chains mean, what do clouds mean, what does beard mean, what do castles mean. If you can get a basic idea, and I'm talking about using your traditional Rider-Waite deck, if you can get a basic idea of what the symbol is, then you can look at a card and you don't have to know what it means to have some basis for reading it.
Well, that looks like a very thorough book.
It's a quirky book. I like it. A lot of what they have here, or she has like a section that has her definition of the cards. And I mean, you can also get the same thing by looking at a website on tarot symbolism or whatever, looking up the meanings of the symbols. But the idea being, get an idea for what mountains in a card mean, or, you know, if somebody's looking to the left versus if they're looking to the right, the past versus the future, and that kind of stuff. It gives you a foundation. So to me, the function is, or my advice to a new reader primarily would be, don't try to memorize the meanings of the cards. Try to get an idea, what do the numbers symbolize, what do the symbols on the cards mean, and that way you always have a foundation to start from.
Excellent. So the group from Elsa would like you to do a general reading for all your pals that are listening there.
A general reading for all my pals? Well, I have many pals.
Hello? Well, it's the ones listening from Elsa. So if you can form the question, what do the wonderful people at Elsa need to know?
Okay. Yeah, it's sort of like a live daily tarot column, isn't it? Hello, gang. Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate having you here. Let's see what we get.
Yes, and I do as well.
You all are so great, I tell you. They've been wonderful to me, Jen. I've been doing videos, and I am so nervous. And they all have been great. They're just like, oh, do more, and you're looking less nervous all the time. They're a wonderful group. These people are
awesome.
Super and awesome, yes. Okay, let's see what we get. What is the nightly? I'm listening to Air Jen and Dixie on Abstract Illusions general reading. Let's see. Okay, I've done my shuffle. Here we go, what we get. We got the moon inverted. Ooh. Which I love this moon version too. I think this is gorgeous. I don't know if I'm doing justice with my little webcam to this artwork, but it's absolutely gorgeous. And I would take this to mean that there is no madness there tonight. There's plenty of sanity. And there's not a lot of, or there's not deception. We've got beautiful, intuitive loveliness. I've never done a group general reading before.
I think that was awesome.
But there are some awesome, wonderful, intuitive people there.
Yes, there are.
And the video is going to be up Sunday, Carrie. I see you on chat, the video I was talking about. And I was not only nervous, but I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to quit making videos at this time of night because I look so tired. But you know,
you look beautiful. You look awesome.
Thank you. Y'all are very sweet. Y'all are very sweet.
Okay. Talk about the videos for a few minutes, or at least for a minute. Tell us what the video series is all about.
Well, I just started experimenting with them, but basically I thought, because, I mean, I'm writing this column, and I know, especially since I started writing it, that a lot of the folks at the site have either taken up working with the cards again or, you know, gotten out their old decks, or some of them are getting decks again. There's a lot of new readers. So I've just been trying to start up and give folks, you know, I've only done a couple so far, but give folks little ideas or whatever. The last video, or the first one I did, was on interpreting the court cards, because that's something that I got asked about several times, and that's something that's a big challenge for new readers. And what I'm looking to do is give somebody a hook or a place to get started, because, you know, studying the tarot is sort of like studying astrology. It's a huge, huge thing. You could spend a lifetime getting into it, but you don't want to, you know, be in a place where, or excuse me, I want to give somebody something manageable and a little small tidbit, but it's taken some practice for me. I'm still getting used to being on camera and all that kind of thing. So eventually I'll be smooth, I think, if I keep doing it long enough. You're having a little practice tonight. I wasn't even expecting it.
Yes. Isn't it beautiful? But we knew that, I mean, this is the first time I've done this, and the very fact that you're doing tarot, you got to see the cards. So it's like it was a perfect opportunity for me to stretch out the wings myself, and yet I'm not even on there. Woohoo! I have to do that next week, because I'm sure we'll figure it out.
That's right.
And so it's all good. So the best way people can find you is for tarot reading is for on elsaelsa.com.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And the contact information is on there. I highly recommend people check in her blog, because it's wonderful. And Dixie, the time is up, believe it or not. So I thank you very much for this adventure we were on today, and being so awesome and helping me kind of with the inauguration of starting the video Ustream. So it's been wonderful. I thank everybody at Elsa who stopped by and was chatting. You guys asked some great questions. And everybody that's listening every week, I really appreciate everybody doing that. So with that, this is Jennifer Hellman saying, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and information. Till next time, many blessings and good night.
Good night.